This is the Pursuit of Wellness podcast, and I'm your host, Mari Llewellyn. What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. I am joined with Fiona today for another girl chat.
My favorite. I love it.
Our favorite. I know. Our favorite. The girls love it. Honestly, after going to the UK and just chatting with you guys and meeting a bunch of you, you guys love the fee episodes. So
flattered.
Yeah, no, we had to bring her back. And we have a lot of updates. So I thought we would start today's episode just chatting about what we've been going through lately, things that have been happening, health, beauty, fertility, all the things, because honestly, like, I want to keep track more of my updates, because when I sit down to do these updates, I'm like, wait, has anything happened to me? I have no idea. But then when I intentionally write down things I want to chat about on the episode, I have like 100 things.
Love it. Let's do it.
Okay. So I will give a little brief update. We just got back from LA. We were in LA last week for 3 days.
Three or four.
Yeah. We were just realizing, since we've moved to Austin, we moved to Austin approximately 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Like a month ago now, yeah.
And we've traveled so much. We went to London, Houston, and LA in the space of 4 weeks. So we've kind of like barely been here. And it feels really freaking good to be here, even if it's just for 1 week right now. So LA was really successful, very productive. We did 4 podcast interviews. Or was it 3?
4. 1 day and then 3 days on the second day.
Okay, yes. We talked to... I don't really want to give it all away. Should I?
It's up to you. I mean, they'll know who's coming.
I do want to say that I recorded another Clear Stem interview all about acne, which was so nice because I feel pretty good about my skin right now. I was kind of in a really rough patch with my acne. And then after doing that episode, I just felt way more like normal, because I do have to live my life in such a particular way with my acne. Like, I can't do all the things that someone like Fiona with beautiful, perfect baby skin can do. I really have to avoid dairy. I really have to avoid gluten. I have to avoid sugar. I can't just like put anything on my face. I went and got a lymphatic done. We've both been to this place.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Brazilian lymphatic is the best in my eyes.
I've never had one like that.
It was good.
It was rough. Mari was like, how was it? I was like, no, it was amazing. But she literally like grabbed my stomach fat and just started like manipulating it. And I was giggling. And she's like, what? And I was like, I feel like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I was like, I've never had someone just dig in and just like move it.
I'm glad you warned me on that, because she did like grab my inner thighs and I was like, oh. But it was really effective. I feel like the Brazilian technique is amazing. But I always say no to the facial part, because I'm like, I cannot have someone just rubbing random stuff.
Oils and stuff.
No.
I did it. It was pretty... It wasn't that extensive.
Okay.
Like, to be honest. Like, they spent a lot more time on the body stuff. Like, I think maybe she did a little jaw stuff, but, like, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
But I get it.
No. LA, we got to catch up with our LA friends. I went to dinner with Celeste. We did a workout class with Celeste. You did a few workouts. You saw some friends. How was it for you?
It was nice. It was good to catch up with people. I like got sushi and just like hung out at a friend's house one night, Erewhon. Oh my gosh. I did try the Hailey Bieber dessert thing, you guys.
Oh yeah, you did.
I love it.
Okay.
Just on the topic of Erewhon. It was really, really good. But hung out with some friends. I went to Great White and got dinner with a friend one night. And yeah, we did a Training Mate. We did a Pilates. We filled our week up.
Except I walked out of Training Mate. I'm not going to sit here and act like I was okay in LA. Like, I was in my full flop era in LA. And they know why. Like, I talked about it on the last episode. I was so upset about not being pregnant, which sounds so silly probably to other people. And I actually feel really, really good. Shall I give a fertility update right now?
Yeah, go for it.
So the last episode, I was really... like spiraling. And Fee knows, like, I fully got on the plane to LA thinking that I was pregnant, because normally I get my period 6 days after ovulating. I was at the 10 day plus mark. So I was like, surely I'm pregnant. And I felt weird. I felt hot. Mm-hmm. My temperature was up. even my natural cycles was like, something's weird. My HRV was lower than normal. And I was like, I am surely pregnant. So I was kind of happy going to LA. I was like, ooh, like maybe it's finally happening for me. Get to LA, I get another negative test. And I'm like, what the heck? Then I start spiraling and TikToking, like searching and Googling. Why is my temperature up? Why this? Why that? But I'm not pregnant. Like, what's happening? These negative pregnancy tests are driving me so crazy. I'm losing sleep, like exhausted. I feel physically ill. Couldn't even do that workout class because I was so emotional. I end up getting a full-on blood pregnancy test because I'm like, I just need an answer at this point.
Wanted to know.
And that was negative. Honestly, getting that negative made me feel a bit calmer because I was like, at least I know. But I was like in a really bad mental state the whole trip, pretty much. Since that, I have had a couple phone calls, one of them being with Dr. Jolene Brighton, who did come on the podcast. So if you are interested in learning about birth control, female reproductive health, anything of that nature, go listen to the episode with Dr. Jolene. She went on a phone call with me for 2 hours and broke down my lab work with me and kind of reframed the way I'm thinking about this whole thing. I don't want to go into too much detail on it because it would take hours, but
2 hours.
2 hours later, she basically said, I wouldn't even consider the past 4 months as trying. I would think of it as collecting data that you can now use moving forward. Because with Greg's situation, he's on a fertility protocol. We need to give that time. I mean, listen, I hate the PCOS diagnosis personally. I feel like everyone and their mother has PCOS nowadays. And it also is such a cluster of symptoms that someone could have all of them. Someone could have some of them. I have the high testosterone, high androgen, acne, whatever. So technically I have PCOS. So I do need to approach this fertility journey in a specific way. And yeah, I'm just feeling a lot better about it. And I know that I have options if it doesn't work out naturally and I have the right supplements now. If you guys want an entire episode on my fertility protocol, let me know because I can do that maybe on the next solo.
Yeah,
that'd be good. But I have to give Fee a shout out because I was not okay for a little bit there.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just, it's a tough position for me because all I want to do is like, make it better or like give you an answer or like be able to tell you what to do. But even just what you told me from talking to Dr. Brighton is like everyone's so different. And then like, okay, when you go on a TikTok rabbit hole, like everyone on there is going to tell you something differently. You know what I mean? Or like their experience, everyone's, you know, fertility journey is so different. So if you're like, oh, I have a similar symptom to her, that doesn't mean you're going to have the same outcome. And you know what I mean? And
oh my God, yeah.
I also think the pregnancy test thing, it's like, you'll take it and people are like, oh, well, it actually took me on my 10th day for it to come back. Or I took 7 tests and the 7th one was finally, like, everyone is going to tell you something different. So, like, I feel like your brain was just full of, like, so many different thoughts. But I'm glad you found out.
Thank you.
And it will happen soon.
And there's also nothing that anyone could have said to me.
I know.
Those days.
And like, that's why I feel like I kind of just am like, do what you need to do. Like, when you walked out of the class, I was like, I totally get it. Like, you don't, also, I think you were kind of on the brink of like being a little sick. I think we both had a little something going on. All this travel was like really taking a toll. And you, on top of that, were not sleeping great because you were stressed. So, like, I think you really did not need to do that class. So, I was totally understood that.
I looked at Fee and I was like,
she's like, I'm going to leave.
Which I've never
she's
done.
Like, do you mind if I leave? I was like, go for it. The trainer's our friend, Casey. And he was like, was it something I did? I was like, no. It's just a personal. She's not feeling great. He's like, oh, okay.
I was so embarrassed. Yeah. Like, if there's something I will never do, it's walk out of a workout.
I know. But I mean, there was like box jumps. Like, it was pretty extensive. Like, if you're not feeling hot, like doing box jumps is like not really in the
I was looking at the other circuits when we were in the middle of our circuit. And I was like, absolutely
not. I'm
not
doing that. Yeah.
Absolutely not. So that's my fertility update. I know you have a little bit of a health update. Like, what's up with you?
Well, I'm so intrigued to hear what Emily said to you. But so I know Mari has spoken a ton about Emily Morrow. Okay, Emily Morrow. She is amazing. And actually for Christmas last year, Mari got me for Christmas a round of testing with her.
Just for context, guys, this is like one of my most downloaded episodes of all time. Mm-hmm. My episode with Emily Morrow. So go listen to that for context.
Amazing. Incredible episode. And yes, definitely one of the best ones that's ever come out with. So did a bunch of tests with Emily, and it, you know, it takes time to get all the results back, and there's the stool, the GI stool test, there's a hormone, what's that, the Dutch
test.
Hormone test, and then blood test. So I got all that stuff done, and it took a while because, like, especially the hormone test, you have to do it certain days in your cycle, and I wanted to do it, and of course it was like right on Christmas, and like you're not supposed to drink or have caffeine or all this stuff, so I had to delay it. So I finally got it all done in January and got all my results back. I actually have them here.
Oh.
So my symptoms, it's so interesting. Like, I've obviously seen all of Mari's results. And it's so interesting because we have completely different, like, issues going on. Like, you primarily are working with her for, like, your skin and fertility stuff. And then I, on the other hand, am having, like, gut issues. And I just feel like I'm always puffy and, like, really holding on to weight and stuff like that. So when I come, like, I actually compared our blood work, like all the tests, and we had like polar opposites, which was so interesting. But so my major things that she took away from everything was she put it as strep, but it's like, I'm not going to say it wrong, right? It's like
strepolititis.
Streptococcus or something.
Strepolopolis.
Like, yeah, but it is like, I guess what strep is, but it's not like I have strep throat constantly. It's like strep in my body. And I want to say it's like a bacteria.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. Like I had staph.
Yes. A lot of people have like one or the other. I feel like people that deal with skin have staph because I think Celeste also had that.
Yes.
And her skin is more of the issue. I had that. And then I had H. pylori, which is also a bacteria in your gut and affects like the ghrelin and a bunch of things in your gut and how you digest stuff. And then I also had a protozoan parasite.
Cute.
I have a little parasite.
I had a little parasite. Baby bee.
Yeah. Baby. Yeah. I remember that. And then she also said my thyroid and my liver were not quite in check. So working on that. And then this was the biggest takeaway for me because I've had a very like regular cycle my whole life. Like I think I got my period at 13 and like I've never missed one. It definitely is like painful and very long. And if I wasn't like when I was on birth control, it definitely like kept it more in check. And I feel like since going off of it the last like 2 years, definitely like full force, but that's because I found out that I'm estrogen dominant. Mm. So I make a lot of estrone and estradiol.
Yeah.
And I actually don't have like what Mari had. She has like higher testosterone and less estrogen and progesterone, I think. So just so interesting getting all these results back. And, you know, she put me on, it was actually really good. She gave me a couple different supplements to try, but didn't have me do like all, I think there's like 8 of them at once because she's like, that's just really overwhelming. So she has like 3 for me to start with. One's like artichoke extract.
The best.
Yes, artichoke, chastity tree supreme, calcium D-glucarate. A lot of these help with like the hormone and the gut and the liver stuff.
Chastity is also known as Vitex, and I'm on that too.
Oh, okay, I remember that one. And then she has me on a couple other ones. Oh, golden thread, she said, is like incredible for all my stuff. And then this one I hate, guys, and I actually didn't do it. And I'm going to have to go do it when I get home or Kenny's going to kill me. I bought the largest bottle of minced garlic that I could possibly find from Costco. And I haven't opened it yet. And he's like, why? I'm supposed to do a spoonful of garlic a day, you guys. Which Mari claims is not bad.
It's not.
You say you take it all the time. Ugh, I just, the thought of it like in my body and like sweating out like garlic. Emily says she puts it in avocado and makes it like almost like a guac.
I put it in guac last night and I swear it's easy.
Maybe I'll do that with my dinner or something.
Don't even think about it. Like people cook with garlic every day.
I know, but a spoonful of garlic, I just feel like it's going to be like radiating out of my body.
Think about it. Like it's so antimicrobial. Like it's going to go in there and smash that H. pylori.
I know. So I'm supposed to do that for 30 days. But so the protocol she has me on is for 90 days.
Yeah.
And then also like the spearmint tea.
Yep.
She actually said I did have high testosterone too.
Yeah, I don't have like low estrogen.
Okay.
I just have normal estrogen.
Oh, okay.
But your problem is you don't metabolize estrogen.
Yes. Yes. There's like 3 processes to it. And I do the first 2, but the last one, basically like the estrogen is just like staying in me.
Yeah.
It's not leaving my body. My liver is not detoxing it. So I'm just like, she was literally like, that is why you're like puffy. And like,
it's I have like a question, like a little bit of a personal question. How often do you go to the like bathroom?
I would say daily.
Once a day.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I definitely deal with like constipation issues.
Because that can be a reason
that
you hold on to hormones.
Yeah.
Like I've heard that you need to be regular to like flush
out
that
which would make
stuff
sense.
Floating around.
Yeah.
I've been starting my day every day. I'm trying to like get back on my routine right now mm-hmm. because my skin freaked out. We've been traveling a lot. I do a mug of warm water, lemon and salt, which is so good for liver detox, and a splash of pure aloe juice because that will make you go to the bathroom.
Okay.
It really will.
Okay.
It's very effective.
Okay. Speaking from experience.
No, but I'm so happy that you're going down this path, and it can be so, so intimidating. I remember when I first started with Emily, I had a document and I was like, how am I going to do all of these things like castor oil packs, sauna? But the more you do it, the more natural it becomes. And now every time I open my fridge and I see the garlic, I'm like, oh, I need to get my garlic in. And just like setting yourself up for success and having all the supplements in an easy place, maybe getting an organizer.
I already ordered one.
Fantastic.
It's coming today.
Fantastic.
I have one that I'm using just strictly for today because I take them 3 times a day. Mm-hmm. So I took my morning ones, I have my lunch ones, and then I have my dinner ones. But yes, I ordered the big pack that you have, the big pink
nice.
Ones.
So oh, let's excited. Link that in. Guys, go subscribe to my newsletter. It's not annoying, I swear. Like, I send out emails, I think, twice a month, and it's only with the good stuff. Like, all the products
links,
I recommend.
Yeah.
The organizer, the pill organizer, I get a ton of questions on. So I will relink that for you guys. But I'm so excited talking about these supplements and ingredients because they're so powerful. And I have briefly mentioned on the podcast wanting to create a capsule Bloom product that has everything in one. And I've been behind the scenes in my little lab coat working with Emily on something really special, and it has all of the things that Fee is mentioning. Also, I went on a walk with Emily and her friend Hannah. Hannah is also a clinician, like a health practitioner, has her own clinic. So we just had the dorkiest conversation for like 2 hours and I loved it. They were telling me that milk thistle, which is I think I'm taking right now, has been discovered to fight mycotoxins. So milk thistle, which is something that naturally occurs in the environment, fights mold and heavy metals and all those things and protects the mitochondria. Huh. I love that.
Learn something new.
So we will be putting milk thistle in the
okay
in the product.
Oh, is that why that was in your dump yesterday?
Yeah, it was in my
you
dump.
You were texting about milk. I was like, who's she talking to milk thistle about? Milk thistle with?
And we
anyone,
did,
actually, probably.
We talked about you and your results, and I was like, she won't eat her garlic. And I was like, don't worry, I'll make sure she eats her garlic. And we had a whole conversation.
I'll be on it. I need to do it today.
She thinks that if you just stick to the plan for 3 months, you'll see huge results.
I know. I do too. And like, I'm ready. I ordered all the supplements. I started today. I'm ready.
I feel like cereal is one of those childhood foods that we all want to eat as adults, but as many of you maybe, I try to avoid empty carbs and too much sugar, and that's where I found Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but is high protein and less sugar. They have an amazing variety pack, which is 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. I personally love the cocoa. I think it's so delicious and really like satisfies my cravings. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. It's only 140 calories per serving. It's high protein and has 0 grams of sugar. It's keto friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free, which I absolutely love. This is like a really great way to supplement a workout, or if you're having a craving for a certain snack, it's really freaking delicious and gives you that like cereal feel without the negative impact. Go to magicspoon.com/pursuit to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code PURSUIT at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/pursuit and use code PURSUIT to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Spring is right around the corner. I know here in Austin, the trees are budding, the weather has been amazing, which means warm weather is coming and there's more time on the go. The Vionic Vitals collection has been the best essential styles for everyday wear to get you ready for the season. They have the Uptown Loafer, which is great for workwear, the Chardonnay Heeled Sandal, Walk 23 Classic Sneaker, and the Willa Slip on Flat. I love the dad sneaker, but I also feel like flats are really in right now and they really elevate a look. I just went to an event recently where I wore the flats and it was so, so cute with jeans and a cardigan. You can really elevate your wardrobe with Vionic Vitals, a meticulously crafted collection with daily styles for perfection and elegance. Plus, they are so comfortable. Vionic's exclusive VioMotion technology is what sets them apart. They began by revolutionizing medical orthotics and they continue to engineer shoes that leave you feeling energized and confident all day. I know I'm personally on my feet all day. I'm moving around a lot and my foot and shoe health is really important to me. They even offer a 30-day guarantee. Wear them, love them, or you'll get a full refund within 30 days. Use code POW15 at checkout for 15% off your entire order at www.vionicshoes.com when you log into your account. One-time use only. Vionic shoes, wearable well-being for your feet. A supplement I've been taking that I actually doubled up on lately is myo-inositol, the powder, because it's great for fertility and it's great for PCOS. So I actually mix it with my greens every morning. I do 2 packets of myo-inositol, scoop of greens. Like I have this like special drink I make every day where everything's just mixed together because the greens make it taste better. So I can get away with putting like electrolytes, minerals, everything in one.
2 packets of myo-inositol.
2 packets of myo-inositol. So guys, like habits stack your supplements because it makes life way easier. Speaking of Bloom, some upcoming exciting things we have going on. I am speaking at, I don't know if they really care about this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm speaking on a women's panel at South by Southwest here in Austin, Monday the 11th, which is so exciting. One of my first public speaking engagements, right?
I think so.
Other than the event we did last year.
Yeah, like a public, yeah. Like a big convention type
we
thing.
We need to pick my outfit for that.
I know.
I've been thinking about it.
I know.
Like it needs to be like business chic.
Look this week.
Yeah.
Find something cute.
And then guys, we are going back to LA. I can't believe we're saying that. We're going back to LA, not this week, but next, for Expo West. And just for context, Expo West is like the Super Bowl for health products. They call it CPG products. So healthy drinks, healthy snacks, supplements, huge brand names, and they will have big booths and you go there to network and meet retailers. And it's a huge industry fair. Like, I don't know how to describe
it. These booths are nuts. Like, it's not just like a little like convention booth. It's like they deck out these booths with like giant life-size bottles of greens or whatever it may be. It's nuts.
It's huge.
Like Disneyland.
Fee and I went last year and legitimately got lost. Like we went in the wrong entrance and your girls were like in the freaking—
We were somewhere we weren't supposed to be because Greg was trying to come meet us and he kept like, Mari was like, come meet us. And he was like, they won't let me in. Like, I don't know how you guys got in there.
We were like
in the off zone area.
We were screaming. We're like, we're at the end. Auntie Anne's booth, yeah. Not Auntie Anne's. What's that? Annie's booth. We're at the freaking Vita Coco booth. Where are you? So it's like being in a giant candy land of health products.
It's huge.
Which is really fun. And we have never, ever, ever had a booth at Bloom before. We've always just shown up and walked around and been a walking booth. Like we wore Bloom merch last year and just chatted with people that way. This year, we have the booth of booths. Like, my goodness.
Big.
She's large. We've been working on it for a year straight. I don't even want to give too much away. So just follow me on Instagram if you want to see the content. But we're going to LA. More podcast interviews, Expo West. And then when we come back, like, we are back for a while. Like, not until April, right?
Like a month. A good month.
Yeah. So I'm really, really excited about that. Also, Bloom news, guys. Orange passion fruit greens, which have quickly become the fan favorite, like they really are the most delicious in my opinion, is restocked on Amazon.
They're my favorite.
Really?
Oh yeah.
They're really good.
My favorite.
So we will link that in the show notes. They are restocked on Amazon right now. I had a couple more updates, just like, let me just throw them in there just briefly.
I have
like
one too.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's just a cute story. I thought you'd love this and I wanted to give this girl a shout out. So yesterday, I took her, who is actually in the room with us.
Yeah, wait,
oh,
guys.
Oh, yeah, Kathy's here, guys.
Fee's mom is sitting like 2 feet away. And we keep
with her video out, her phone out, taking videos.
she is like one of our top subscribers, I have to say. Like, she actually got an award on Facebook for being one
Bari's of biggest fan.
My biggest fan, which is the sweetest thing ever and means so much to me. And she really listens to every single podcast episode in depth. Multiple times, she just said. So she's here as our live audience today, which really does add nice energy. Like, I feel like we usually feel like we're talking to absolutely no mm-hmm. one. So it's really nice to have someone in the room. Anyway, which,
cute. We were listening to the Tom episode this morning while we got ready, and you give her a shout out because you're like, you know, we do have people like 50 and 60 that listen, Fee's mom. And she was like,
I feel so excited. I shout out Kathy and Leslie.
Oh, yeah.
A minimum of. All twice time. Every episode.
In the Gabrielle Lyon episode, she was like, I replayed it six times. Like, but so, I took her to Lady Bird Lake yesterday. We walked for 2 hours. It was amazing. Kenny came too. And then we went to the Well for brunch and met my mom's friend Jaya, who just moved to Austin yesterday. Like, crazy timing. So, we're there. And we're sitting, eating, and like, we're about to order. And like, I ended up getting the breakfast tacos, whatever. But I was looking at the steak and eggs because like, you know, we love steak and eggs. Hmm. Also, just for some context, I could not think of the word.
Context.
I was going to say concept. The context. The Well is like a super clean restaurant here in Austin. It's dairy-free, gluten-free, soy-free, seed oil-free, like very clean. So just for some context. So then I'm sitting, we're waiting for our food, and I look over and there's a girl and a guy at the table, like directly, kind of like diagonal from us. Then they both got steak and eggs. And I was like, oh my God, that looks so good. And in my head, I was like seeing a girl eat steak and eggs, you're like, oh, like she gets it, right? Because no, seriously,
she
like
could hang.
A lot of women are, I think, are like scared of that. To them, like a steak and eggs for breakfast is like intimidating.
No, I so agree with right? you.
But so this girl walks over to me after.
Of course.
We're just like, main conversation. She walks over. She's like, her name's Kelly. She's like, are you Fee? I was like, I am. And she's like, I love The Pow Show. She said, I've listened to every episode. She said, I've been there from the very start. And I literally said to her, I knew it. Like, I said, I saw you order steak and eggs. And I was like, she gets it.
She's a down-ass
and
bitch.
She's, yeah. I was like, she's at The Well. That is the most Pow restaurant that exists.
Yep.
And she ordered steak and eggs for breakfast. I was like, she gets it. And I was like, and she was.
I'm
and
obsessed.
I was shocked. No, she was. So, Kelly, if you're listening, thank you for saying hi. Also, thank you for the support. And I wanted to tell her if this is cute, cool. She was wearing a cute hat. So if you DM the Pow page, we can send you a Pow healing era hat.
Oh my gosh.
She was wearing a really cute snapback and I want to send her.
Kelly, of course you can get a hat.
So if I can find you, I should have gotten her Instagram, but it was just so cute. And I just felt like she was like living the Pow
lifestyle.
Yes. And I was, it was really cute.
Ugh.
And my mom's friend was like, what is happening?
Fee gets recognized a lot. Like, honestly, I don't know if we've said this, but in Austin, I meet girls in public 10x more than I ever did in LA. Like, the girls are here.
They're just friendlier, too.
Yeah.
Like, I think a girl will actually come up to you and be like, I love the show. I'm a listener. No, I've been following you since Colorado.
No shade to the LA girls.
No.
But I do think in LA, they see so many influencers mm-hmm. and celebrities that you kind of learn to just, like, not say anything.
Yeah.
But here in Austin, like, we want you to say hi. Like, we love it.
Yeah.
Especially seeing Pow Girls in the wild living a Pow Girl lifestyle. Like,
no,
I ran.
So cool.
I don't know if I told this story on the pod. Okay, wait, I'm going to tell the story.
Yeah.
So I met a Pow girl, maybe she's listening, when I was fully naked coming out of the shower at the gym. Like, I'm not used to, like, people recognizing me as much in LA, so I don't really think about it, especially at my gym. And I'm, like, fully, like, red hair, bun, toweled up, meeting a Pow girl at the gym, which was amazing. She was so, so cute. Oh, I have to text her back. She has her birthday coming up. And I give people my number. Like, I want to hang out with the Pow Girls. Seriously.
Yeah.
And if I don't, I regret it.
Mm-hmm.
Then leaving the gym, you know when, like, there's a stop sign, but it just comes up on you quick? Like, I swear I'm a good driver. I mm-hmm. swear I really am aware of my surroundings. But I did almost run some people over, and that was fully my fault. And I was like, oh my gosh, I slam on my brakes and I put my hand up. I'm like, I'm so sorry. The girls walking past the car were like, oh my gosh, like, we're Pow Girls. Like, we know you. And I was like, oh my God, I almost just ran over a bunch of Pow Girls.
And they would have known it was you.
They would have known it was me. So I felt really bad about that. But then we had a really nice interaction. So
amazing.
Anyway, we love our Pow Girls.
But they're here.
They are here.
They're here. And they're eating steak and eggs.
I love that.
I love it.
I'm obsessed. I mean, my updates were really insignificant.
Okay, you can still share that.
it just says slick back bun era because
oh, yes.
I'm in my slick back bun era. And it has been really hard for me to get to this place because something about having my hair pulled back so much makes me feel like my skin is exposed. So as someone who's struggled with acne, I'm like, like I can't get away with this. But I actually think I can. And I think it's cute.
Yeah. So. I love it. You've been rocking it. We both had it for that little event we went to, the Cezanne event.
I know. Which, I love dream event. Yeah, that was so cute.
Dream event.
Loved that event.
Kathy's trying to steal my scarf.
I know.
She was like, if they just have them, can I just take this one? I'm like, she also just like takes everything. Literally this morning, she goes, I'm taking this lemon bar protein powder. I was like, okay.
I'm confiscating this.
She'll just stick things in her bag and it's like, can I have this? I'm like, it's actually in your suitcase. So sure.
It's so cute though. It's such a cute relationship.
And she has, guys, Mari did like a big clothing, what am I trying to say? Like got rid of a bunch of stuff before she moved.
Yeah.
And I take a bunch of it. And some of the stuff I'm like, you know, well, it's not really my vibe, but like Kathy, every single one of her outfits is from your closet. Yesterday we're walking on the Riverwalk and she's in like this green Lulu bra. I'm like, oh, that was Mari's bra that then I used. And now you have. And it's just so funny.
You guys came over for dinner Saturday and Kathy was in my leggings.
And the bathing suit you gave her. Oh yeah, those tan leggings.
I'm obsessed. I love it. I like seeing my clothes going somewhere.
Being worn somewhere.
Like I wasn't wearing them. So, you know.
Exactly.
There we go. So anyway, I am in my slick back bun era. I'm embracing it. I'm being confident about it. And I love it. And I've also just done a complete rehaul of my makeup because of my like recent breakout. I got all really acne safe makeup. And I know I said I was using acne safe makeup before, but I don't know if it was 100%. And after talking to Emily, I went and got like real acne safe stuff like Priya.
Oh yeah.
Kuko, I think it's called. I will link these in the newsletter, guys, for sure. Illuminaire on Amazon. Very affordable. I'm wearing it right now and I feel good about it.
Looks fab.
I feel like considering it's acne safe, not bad. So those are my updates.
Love it.
I think that was good.
Want to do some voicemails?
Yeah. I always get a little nervous for our voicemails.
These are fun.
Sarah Duane.
Hi, Mari. Hi, Fee. My name is Sarah. Mari, I've been following your journey since 2019 and been keeping up with your podcast since you started. I love Bloom and I love Pow. Every episode you have on, I've learned so much from you and your guests, and I look forward to every new episode. My question for you guys is, how did you adjust your sleep routines where you feel like you get a full night's rest and are able to get up earlier in the mornings where you're nice and rested and ready to go at the day? Any tips that work for either one of you that you find is what helps the most? Trying to become a morning person myself and really take advantage of that time. So can't wait to hear and thank you both so much.
Oh, what a great... what a great voice message.
Good question.
Do you want to go or shall I go?
I'll go.
Go ahead.
Okay. My tip, and like this actually happened to me last night because I drank a Zevia a little too late. I drank a cola Zevia and it has caffeine in it. I know.
There's caffeine-free ones.
It was. I know. The one, the pack from Costco doesn't come with the caffeine-free
ones.
Yeah. Only the root beer is
Get the dark cherry.
I know. I drank it a little too late, so my mind was racing, but I got in bed at like 9:30. So my tip is just make yourself get into bed at like almost an unreasonably early time, and you will fall asleep earlier. So like I got in bed at like 9, and I think I scrolled for a little bit, and then it was like 9:45, and I was like, put your phone down. And I was like, I'm not tired, but like put your phone down. Because if I'm just scrolling on my phone, I could be there for hours doing that. Put my phone down. Like I just like kind of just got make yourself go to sleep earlier and then you will wake up better earlier. Or just start waking up earlier and like it's going to suck. And then you're going to be really tired by like 7:38.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like I feel like you are tired pretty early. I am too. Oh my God. 9 o'clock hits and I'm like out.
Yeah.
But because we wake up at like 5:36.
Yeah, you just kind of have to shift the whole routine and the whole thing starts the night before. So I really think about it from the second I'm done with work. You know, I have dinner at like 6. Like I really try to eat as early as possible. Greg and I were in bed at 7:45 last night, no cap. And we were both very, very tired. So it was great. Before that, just to add a couple notes, I like to go on a walk after dinner. I feel like it helps me wind down. I get outside. It's a little extra exercise. I need exercise to feel tired. Like if I have a rest day and I don't walk, like I'm not tired, like I have pent up energy. Then I did red light therapy. I am red lighting my uterus at the moment. So that has been interesting.
How do you do that?
I know. I just point it down and I'm not going to, it's not cute.
Like in this area?
Yeah,
like,
Oh. Like I'm straddling the red light. Okay. It's a really interesting,
Do you do that in your room?
No, I moved it.
Okay, because I know exactly where it was in your room. And I'm like, you're fully right in front of the window.
My neighbors could fully, like they were sitting on their porch and I was like, let me not ruin their evening. So I moved the red light into my bathroom and I was straddling my red light. So I did some red light on my face as well. We got to have
the face first,
uterus first.
Oh, you want to switch the
uterus first, face second.
She probably did the face first and the uterus second. I don't know.
Priorities.
I don't know how close you're straddling.
I'm trying to create life. I'm not like vagina on the red light.
Okay, so make sure.
Address the elephant in the room. No, I'm not disgusting. Okay. We're answering a voice message.
Okay, sorry.
Red light. It's really nice for inflammation, mm-hmm. really calms you down. Yep. I wear red light glasses. And this is obviously way more extensive than Fee's routine. So I think this is good, two good interpretations because Fee's is very practical and like, if you need to take an initial step, like that's really great. Fee doesn't run as anxious as me. So I think that's why I'm maybe this intense.
Yeah.
Red light while I'm watching, because Greg and I do watch a little bit of TV in bed, which I know is not the best, but red light so that the blue light isn't like bombarding my eyes. And definitely no caffeine after 2 p.m. during the day. I'm really trying to cut back on my caffeine at the moment. I'm just drinking King coffee because of my skin and like also just after I was sick, you know, when you're sick and you don't want coffee, I just decided to stop.
Break. Yeah. Detox.
Yeah. So I fall asleep. Like last night I fell asleep definitely by 9:30. I was up at 5:30. And it really is nice to have a large chunk of time before your day starts, before you're like getting texts and emails and all the things. So I hope that was helpful.
Yeah. Mari has a very extensive like wind down, which like, I would love. Yes, life. But like a nice wind down. I need to get to that. But like you said, like I can, besides the Zevia I had too late, which like that was the reason I was struggling. Like I pretty much just fall asleep.
Yeah, you, I'm just a particular type of person. I just know myself and I will be frantic.
But I don't watch TV in bed.
Yeah.
Or really. Like I'll just scroll on my phone. That's, Kenny goes to bed really early. He was in bed before I even showered and I blow dried my hair and everything. He was asleep.
Really?
Yeah. I was like jamming out, doing my Dyson. I was like, how is he sleeping over this?
You could get some red light glasses for the
for my phone. That'd be a good idea.
Because you'd probably be sleeping.
Well, I wear glasses.
Can you put red light over them?
Perhaps. Two pairs of glasses.
Super attractive. Okay. Adriana.
Hi, Mari. Hi, Fee. I'm Adriana and I suffer from mental health. I wanted to know if you guys have a good morning routine or a bedtime routine or foods you avoid to prevent episodes, panic attacks, or anxiety. Do you have a daily routine or do you have some kind of a practice you do, meditation or stuff like that, that helps you with anxiety? Or anything that helps in that matter, because I'm struggling really much with nighttime anxiety and panic attacks through the day. So I want to know everything that has to do with this matter, in your opinion. And I really appreciate this podcast. And I'm just telling you, you're doing an amazing job. Have a nice day.
So cute. Yeah, I have anxiety.
I'll let you. Yeah, I can just speak a little bit to it, but I think you should take the wheel on this one.
I feel like everything that I do in my life is for mental health. And I'm in a much healthier headspace here in Austin, but also in general than I was 2 years ago. So I think the caffeine conversation, I feel like it's really normalized and Fee knows, like I legit had a caffeine addiction 1 week ago. So it's a constant struggle. I like have a roller coaster journey with caffeine. But like, I'm clearly someone that doesn't need caffeine. I have high testosterone, which means I have high drive and high motivation. That's not a problem for me. My entire family has horrific anxiety. I have horrific anxiety. So I wake up like ready, you know? So for me to have like a cold brew or a large iced Americano at the start of my day, like I legit become frantic to the point where I can't even speak. So like today I haven't had coffee. I just have my King coffee, which is 8 milligrams of caffeine. It's like nothing crazy. So I feel like it's really normalized to have a whole bunch of coffee, and it shouldn't be, because I feel like we're all too anxious. In terms of things I do to regulate, I think the phone adds tons of anxiety to my life. Just seeing, like, we don't need to know what everyone's doing at all hours of the day, and it makes you question your own reality. So walks outside in the sun.
Getting out in nature.
I just saw Greg sent this meme, not a meme, like a diagram of the human brain before and after a walk in the sun. And it was insane. Like the inflammation and the, you know, the red stuff that shows up on a brain scan, mm-hmm. that's bad. It was gone.
Wow.
After a 20-minute walk in the sun. I think it's so impactful. And I always do it with Arnold, because if I'm with Arnold, my puppy, that sounds like I'm like with a man. Like I'm not with a man, it's Arnold.
Arnie.
My puppy, Arnie. If I'm with him, he is so insane that I actually can't be on my phone while I'm walking him, because he needs all my attention. So it actually provides like a really nice mindful technique. I like breath work and meditation. I am not good at being regular about it. I do like 5-minute ones, because that is mentally tolerable for me. And I really like Roxy Nafusi, who came on the show, the manifesting queen. I really like hers. I love Melissa Wood Health. You can just YouTube like 5-minute meditations or breath works. And then I think also just my nutrition and eating an anti-inflammatory diet, sleeping enough is huge, avoiding alcohol and sugars throughout the day. I think all of those things help with mental health.
Yeah. My big ones were just going to be caffeine. I noticed a difference. Like, I really don't drink a ton of caffeine. I didn't have a coffee this morning. I had a couple sips of Bloom pre-workout before exercising. Caffeine, I noticed when I was drinking, like, if I got like a venti iced coffee from Starbucks, even at like 8 a.m., I started to notice in bed at night, this is going to sound like, I would have almost an anxiety attack. Mm-hmm. Like, I would feel, I'd have my sheets up to my neck, and I'd feel like I, like, was being crushed. I don't know how to explain it. Like an elephant on my chest. And I would start to, like, feel like my heart was racing. So I stopped doing that. And, like, I was drinking a lot of energy drinks, like, to start the day, like, every single day, sometimes multiple. That with coffee, way too much caffeine. I don't need like 400 milligrams of caffeine at 6 a.m. It's insane. So I really limited my coffee, which, oh my gosh, guys, in London, Mari was like a coffee fiend. Like, she would finish a coffee and throw it away and then find a new one. And I literally was like, that's like your fourth coffee. And she's like, I just feel like when I'm like abroad, I just love coffee, which I get it, but the girl had so many. I was like, are you okay?
No, I think I have an illness when I travel. Greg and I both, when we travel, we
get slinging them.
Addicted to like espresso and coffee, especially in New York.
Yeah.
New York, you're like coffee every block vibes.
Yeah. So I didn't do that, but I noticed the caffeine.
I didn't do that.
I did not do that, but I did not partake. The caffeine, alcohol, huge. Like that is just the you know, what's that Sunday scary feeling, like the come down after a night of drinking on a Sunday when you just feel not even just like physically miserable, but like you just are questioning everything. And like literally it changes. I know Dr. Amen talks about it. Like it affects your brain, like the way you are thinking and the way your brain's functioning. And honestly, it gave me so much anxiety. So I'm not drinking right now, but pretty much have cut out drinking for the most part. And then food, definitely limiting sugar. Focusing on your diet. I know you always say like healthy fats, enough protein, not too many carbs.
Eat for your brain.
Yeah.
Period.
Hey, Mari, this is Nicole. First off, I just wanted to say I love your podcast. I myself am also on a health and fitness journey right now. Over the past year, I've lost 60 pounds. And with that, with your journey losing the weight as well, I just had a question of, how do you overcome still seeing the old version of you in mirrors and in pictures, and just how to overcome that mindset? Love you.
Aww. Yeah, I feel like that's such a real thing. Sammy Spalter and I talked about that on our podcast. You know, for me, it's been, what, 2017 is 5 years ago, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
So it has been a long time for me, but it's still, I think, like, lurks in the back of my mind. Not even the body image stuff, but, like, who I was back then. I'm still aware of that person, and I think it's kind of what motivates me to keep going, and it keeps the hunger alive. So I am working on having more self-love for that old version of me, because what I would say, Nicole, is instead of having, like, disdain for that old version of you or feeling resentful, is, like, having love for what she was going through. Because who I was back then, like, I was just trying to survive what I was going through. And I actually can't even fathom the things I was going through back then and how I would make it through that. So clearly I was dealing in the best way that I could. So having love for that version and being excited for the trajectory that you're on, and just knowing that, like, that needed to happen in order for you to be here now.
Yeah. Your Tom episode, you guys talk about that a lot. Like, he's like, you should, like, obviously it was a really tough time, but he's like, you should almost be, like, thankful or so lucky that you had that experience, because that's what drives you.
Yeah.
And you probably, like, I think you asked him a question. You were like, kind of, what's the advantage of having that versus not? And he was like, you probably got there faster than someone that, like, was kind of doing okay, but, like, wanted to change something. Like, you kind of hit that rock bottom, and it really made you, like, shoot up the opposite direction.
I think rock bottom is, like, the greatest blessing, honestly. And by the way, guys, Fee is talking about my episode with Tom McCarthy, who's a motivational speaker. He speaks to athletes, and I highly, highly recommend you guys check out that episode.
Great mindset episode. Yeah. Like, for someone asking this kind of question, really good mindset.
Which is a huge piece of the puzzle on a fitness journey. Like, anyone who says it's not is lying.
Hi, my name is Haley, and I am a longtime fan of Mari. I mean, long enough to have the booty band, so that's saying something right there. But I'm just curious if you have a current workout split that you like to follow week to week, and if not, how do you decide what kind of workout you want to do day to day?
Great question. So for example, today I haven't worked out in a little bit because I was sick. I lightly did some upper body on Saturday. So today I was like, I really need to hit legs. I haven't hit legs in a long time, and I am in my dump truck era, as we have disclosed. So today I was like, let me do legs. So it really depends on, like, the last muscle group that I trained. So generally I'm doing legs, I'm doing chest and arms, I'm doing back and shoulders, and kind of splitting things up in that way, or just, like, feeling how my body feels. Like, if I'm on vacation or I haven't trained in a while and I'm like, I just need a full body workout right now, I will do that. Like, I will do squats with overhead press, bicep curls with burpees. Like, I'll mix things up and make it fun. So it kind of depends. And I also throw in probably, like, one workout class a week at my gym, or, like, one training session with a personal trainer with a friend, just so I know I have that one day that's going to be, like, fun. And I make sure I know what body group, like, muscle group that day is going to be, so I can work around it. How do you go about it? I mean, you're in a very different, like, routine. Yeah,
I've been doing more classes lately, but I still try to make sure that, because, like, the classes I do, it is a lot of cardio, but there is still, like, sculpting stuff in it. But, like, okay, let's say I know I'm doing cycling. That still is, like, resistance and a lot of legs. So then, like, if I have a Saturday that I'm not doing a workout class, I'll do upper body at my gym at my apartment. So
yeah,
just finding the nice balance.
Hey, Mari. Hey, Fee. My name is Courtney. I am calling in or sending you a recording from New Hampshire. I just want to say how much I friggin' love your podcast. I pretty much have listened to every single episode, and I always find some sort of new enlightening little tip and tidbit, and just kind of a different outlook to the way I think. And I just love everyone that you've had on. My question for you is, I am also kind of in my healing girl era, and I did get the hat. What are some things that you don't necessarily care about being non-toxic? I know makeup and kind of all of the body products are a huge one. There's Keurigs. There's basically everything's killing us. So I was just wondering, what are those negotiables that you kind of allow to slip through the cracks? All right. Love you guys. Thank you.
That is so funny.
That's a good question.
Such a good question. everything's killing
Everything is killing us.
I know.
But you can't think that way because then, like, you literally will, like,
explode
in a bubble.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. So that's a really great question. Things that we let slip through the cracks. Botox. Both of us get Botox. I mean, I did skip my last appointment because I thought I was pregnant, but...
Wait, so funny. We got facials on Saturday and I had to tell the lady, I was like, oh, I just got Botox this week. So she like had to be extra careful. And my mom's like, wait, I just got Botox this week. I'm like, I love that we like both got Botox this week, but did not like communicate that. But, like,
obsessed.
We're both getting our Botox.
We obsessed. Love. In sync. So Botox, toxic. At the moment, like, I don't think my deodorant's super, super non-toxic.
I use like a sensitive skin clean one with like no aluminum. I think we both use that.
I just feel like if we were being real like natural girlies, we'd be using beef tallow on our armpits. But I lost my Primally Pure deodorant in the move and I randomly just grabbed this like Tom's lavender and I just know it's not good.
I mean, it has a scent in it. I'm surprised you use
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 I know.
I'm shocked.
But I just want to be, I want to be honest because I don't want them to think I'm like freaking
sane. I use creamers. I know Mari hates it, but I use creamers. I use Chobani creamers. I actually currently, it's so bad. I have, I'm not going to name the brand. I have like a vanilla and a caramel one in my fridge that are supposed to be a cleaned brand.
Wait, tell
I'll
me.
I'll say it. It's Califia. Califia?
No, they have Califia. Gums in
them. No, I know. Zenk some gum or whatever the heck. I know.
And doesn't it have but sunflower oil? Like,
yeah. It's really bad. It's bad for me. I'm not going to buy it again. It was like 2 for 1 at Target and I
but
bought
you don't
it.
Even really drink coffee.
It. I do like occasionally. And when I, this is my thing. Like I don't drink it every day. So when I do, I like it to be a little treat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have a little something in it.
Cute.
Yeah.
What else do we do? What do I do?
You're a lot cleaner than me. You use like all clean, like Branch Basics cleaning products.
That's true.
Like even you were talking about getting me some new Tide Pods. I shouldn't use those. They have plastics in them.
Do a Branch Basics order.
I know.
Use code POW.
I think I will. I actually should order because they use all the same, like the laundry stuff. Everything's clean.
No, I'm obsessed with Branch Basics. Yeah. Okay. And they sponsor the show, which is just the best thing ever.
Okay.
Code POW,
that's
right?
That's what I'm gonna do. Yeah, code POW.
I have an admission.
You're guilty.
I'm guilty.
Guilty.
Guilty is charged. I am putting my hands up. Like I currently don't use clean hair care. It is technically acne safe, I think, but it's definitely not toxic free. I'm switching. I'm going to wait to say the brand because I want to see if I like it. But it's completely acne safe and clean. So I'll let you girlies know. But I was slacking on the hair care. I definitely don't use anything. Like I do not use perfume. I don't have any air fresheners. I don't like candles. If I'm around something scented, I get an immediate migraine. Immediate. Because I'm so sensitive to toxic. You know, we drove a freaking car in LA, a rental car, and they had giant gel air fresheners in the car. I threw it out the window.
I threw it out the car. I'm like, I think we needed to return those with the car, but it's fine.
Threw it out the window. And then I discovered they had a second one. I was like, why does it still smell like a freaking fake ass pine tree in here? And then I found it. God, sorry, I get really upset. And got rid of it. What else? Is there anything I eat or drink? I mean, coffee would have been it. Like I was definitely over consuming caffeine and now I'm not doing that. It's a constant journey, guys. Like you will encounter toxins wherever you go. The freaking Pilates class we went to, they have like Windex in a bottle that you spray and it makes me want to die, but you can't really avoid that. At the gym, they're using cleaner. You walk in somewhere, someone has a candle burning. Someone next to you has an exuberant amount of perfume on.
We went to an event, you guys, and they had this amazing perfume at like the cash register. And Mari's standing like 5 feet away from me. And I went over here and like secretly sprayed it. Like was just trying to, Mari's like, Fee! How dare you? Like in my space. I was like, it's really not. It smelled really good. I will be purchasing it.
It's a rude thing to do to disrupt someone's endocrine system without even asking. Rude.
I tried to hide it. But you know what? My take on it is like, do the things you can do. Control the variables you can. And then like, live your life.
Yeah.
And enjoy. And don't like, if you limit yourself so much, like you would have to live in a bubble.
Yes. I heard a great quote. The reason that you control your environment in your home and you use Branch Basics and you avoid candles and you eat well is so that you can fight the toxins on the outside world, because you can't control the outside environment. You can't control what other people do. So just do the best you can in your home.
Love that.
I think with that, we're at the end of the episode. Fee, thanks for joining.
Thanks for having me.
Fee's mom, Kathy, thanks for joining. It's been a lovely, lovely conversation. Honestly, one of my favorites that we've had. Guys, let us know what you think. please leave a review. It helps us so, so much continue to grow POW. We just had our best month ever in terms of download numbers, which is wild. Like, we beat January, which is the top month ever for fitness podcasts. Slay, big slay. Shout out to the whole team. Fee, Joel, Luis, Drake, Kelly, all of our people. I was about to say all of our girls, but they're not all women.
Yeah.
So shout out to our team. We love them so much. We have some incredible interviews coming up. We did some great ones in LA. We're headed back to LA. We're going to do some part twos of some of our most popular guests. We love you guys so much. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to review. Don't forget to follow the POW page on Instagram.
I think that was it.
And that was it. Thanks, guys.
Yay. Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for joining us on the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. To support this show, please rate and review and share with your loved ones. If you want to be reminded of new episodes, click the subscribe button on your preferred podcast or video player. You can sign up for my newsletter to receive my favorites at marilewellen.com. It will be linked in the show notes. This is a Wellness Out Loud production produced by Drake Peterson, Fiona Attucks, and Kelly Kyle. This show is edited by Mike Fry, and our video is recorded by Luis Vargas. You can also watch the full video of each episode on our YouTube channel at Mari Fitness. Love you, POW girls and POW boys. See you next time. The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only. It is not a substitute for individual medical and mental health advice and does not constitute a provider-patient relationship. As always, talk to your doctor or health team.